Okay, let's talk about the perfect day. It's pretty outside. Rick likes the warm weather, and he doesn't like when it's raining out or if it's cloudy or if it's cold. He likes it exactly like it is right now so he can ride his bike. His pool has to be above a certain temperature.
85.
Yep. They did a survey asking 2,000 people what their perfect day would look like. What's yours, Rick? No? I know, it's pressure. Okay, Smoke, you go first.
All right. We start the show at like 6:30. We're super funny. I can go home, get super baked, make a huge sandwich, afternoon hammock nap. Definitely some honking of the Bobo. I don't know, maybe check out a new movie, something like that.
Okay, well, my perfect day definitely does not start with you jokers. I would not be up with that day. I love you and all, but it's going to be, I'm guessing, some sort of beach setting where I can sleep in a little bit, wake up, walk on the beach, coffee, a lot of food, some cocktails, maybe a margarita or two. I want to eat something where I don't gain weight. Like, I want to be able to eat an entire something or other in a bathing suit and not have the belly pooch out while you're eating.
You now you're talking. Yeah, you know, you're talking supernatural stuff. That ain't gonna happen. But that's okay.
You talked about a hot tub full of strippers earlier. Right?
I know.
Come on now.
I know.
Yeah, but Jill, you could shove all yours into an hour. Just a drunken, food-filled afternoon in the pool.
Hang out. Yeah, like I want the beach. I want the pool. I want to look at stand on the patio and look at the water later on. Sipping my wine at the end of the night. Elliot's playing. My family's there. That's all I want. Just a real chill. I just want to be a beach bum the rest of my life.
Wow.
Long hair, no shoes.
I have ADD.
Skirt.
I can't do that.
What about you?
Well, I'm still going to go with, I upgraded my perfect day a little bit. First, I wake up. I don't really wake up. The bed kind of tilts forward. If you saw, there's an old James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Where he's in bed with his James Bond chick, and the bed just tilts up in the morning, and they slide into a hot tub.
Believe that's Austin Powers, but go ahead.
That was copying. That was gold member copying.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's sliding into the hot tub. It's full of bubbles, and surrounding, first of all, the Rockettes come out.
Oh, do they?
I upgraded. Yeah, forget strippers. Rockettes come out, and they start doing their kicking thing.
Right.
And while they're kicking, there's one Rockette that comes by with the newest motorcycles. She just drives by, shows me the features while I'm in the hot tub. And surrounding the hot tub is cheesecake.
It's like Price is Right over
and
there.
And I can start on one end eating the cheesecake while getting a massage in the hot tub watching the bikes go by.
Cheesecake in the hot tub seems a little messy.
Well, no,
but
not
okay.
In it. Well, it's hot. It'll melt and go through the filter.
I want cheesecake water in my hot tub.
And then the hot tub, I don't have to move because that's the whole point of the whole perfect day.
Yeah.
No movement.
So you need some giant Rube Goldberg machine to make this happen? You just wake up in the morning, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Slide out of bed.
Yeah, and then the hot tub lifts off. The bottom of the hot tub lifts up, emptying all the water without me having to move. And then...
Sorry.
This is his life. No, this is the perfect theme song.
And then I slide back into another bed where I sleep another 4 hours, wake up again, and I get cheeseburgers. Then
you're eating and sleeping. Where's the poop come in? Because you got to poop at some point.
No, that's the end of the perfect day. That's where everything works out just fine.
Girls,
all in one shot, because you know how good that is.
Sleep, burgers, poop, boobs. That's my day. I'm Rick Stacey, and I endorse this message.
Rick Stacey.
Sorry, boss. I love you.